This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 373 and a quarter, down 8. May corn, 381 and a half, down 8 and a quarter. July corn, 389, down 8. March soybeans, 970 and a quarter, down 3 and a half. May soybeans, 977 and a quarter, down 4. July soybeans, 983, down 4. March wheat, 505 and a quarter, down 13 and 3 quarters. May wheat, 510 and a quarter, down 12 and 3 quarters. July wheat, 516, down 12 and 3 quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Wednesday afternoon, and in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 cents lower at 338 to 362. Soybean bids were down 3 to 4 cents at 918 to 956. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 8 cents at 345 to 364, and soybean bids were 4 cents lower at 945 to 970. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 6 to 8 cents at 349 to 367, soybean bids 3 to 4 cents lower at 949 to 976, and the wheat bids dropped 13 to 14 cents at 416 to 478. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 4 to 5 cents lower at 967 to 985. Basis ended steady to a penny lower, ranging from 3 under to 15 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $357.40 to $372.40 per ton. That's 80 cents per ton higher, with basis unchanged, ranged from 20 to 35 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bid 6 to 7 cents lower at 361 to 378, with basis up 1 to 2 cents at 12 under to 5 over the March. Illinois River Barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids down 7 to 8 cents at 357 to 361, with basis steady to a penny higher at 16 to 12 under the March. Soybeans ended 1 to 3 cents lower on Wednesday at 975 to 984, with basis up 1 to 3 cents at 5 to 14 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 6 to 7 cents lower at 379 to 380. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 3 to 4 cents, with quotations at 1002 to 1004. Soft red winter wheat down 13 to 14 cents at 505 to 511. And the Milo ended 8 cents lower for the day at 448 to 449. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 355 to 374. New crop soybean bids at 902 to 918. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 359 up to 378. New crop soybean bids at 919 to 933. And in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, new crop corn bids range from 361 to 374. New crop soybean bids at 902 to 928. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 470 up to 504. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, $153.95, up $1.12. April live cattle, $151.50, up 50 cents. June live cattle, $144.67, down 2 cents. January feeder cattle, $212.45, up $1.67. March feeder cattle, $204.35, up 52 cents. April feeder cattle, $205.45, up 22 cents. February lean hogs, $71.52, up $2.10. April lean hogs, $74.95, up $2.90. May lean hogs, $80.92, up $3. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday, the 28th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 54 cents lower in a range of 56.50 to 68 and a quarter. The weighted average carcass price of 66.86. From the Illinois Direct Sow Port, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 34 to 39. 4 to 5 weight at 38 to 43. 5 to 6 weight at 41 to 44. And over 600 pounds at 42 to 45. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts and country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $43 to $48. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 528 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $80.33, which was $1.28 lower. Receipts for Illinois hogs this afternoon have totaled 12,172. Fairview Livestock Auction Report for Tuesday, January 27th had receipts of 168. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold unevenly steady. Slaughter cows sold 2 to 3 lower. Slaughter steers choice at 159 to 165.50. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 138.50 to 139.50. Slaughter heifers choice at 158 to 163. And slaughter cows premium average dressing at 129.50 to 135. Breakers average dressing at 108.50 to 111.50. Boners average dressing at 90 to 95 with leans average dressing at 80 to 85. On to the United Producers Livestock Auction at Shelbyville report for Tuesday, January 27th. Had receipts of 360 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers sold a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 3 to 4 lower and slaughter cows 1 to 2 lower. Slaughter steers choice at 159 to 165.50. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 150 to 155. Slaughter heifers choice at 159 to 165. Slaughter cows premium average dressing at 135. Boners average dressing at 108 to 120. Leans average dressing at 94 to 104. Slaughter bulls average dressing at 125 to 127. Feeder steers medium and large 3 weight at 256 to 260. 4 weight at 220 to 233. 5 weight at 210 to 229. 6 weights at 206 to 211. Feeder heifers medium and large 3 weight at 217 to 220. 4 weight at 216 to 222. Some 9 weights at 151 to 153. On to the Greenville Livestock Auction opening report. Had receipts of 568. Steers and heifers were steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter steers choice at 156 to 165. Slaughter heifers choice at 157 to 166. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on live basis traded at 157. Heifers on live basis traded at 158.50. The National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $247.29, which is 41 cents lower, with select carcasses at $240.34, which is 8 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 112,000 compared to 110,000 last week and 116,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000 compared to 431,000 last week and 374,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Over the weekend, close to 20 years after the initial request was submitted to China, USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service and China's General Admission of Quality Supervision Inspection and Quarantine have agreed to a regulatory framework to expand apple access from the U.S. to China. Danielle Huber, International Marketing Specialist with the Washington Apple Commission, relates what this will mean to apple producers in the Northwest.
We're hoping it means that we get to double our last record exports into China. We had access for reds and goldens back in 2011. We started off 2011-12, and in August 2012, China shut their doors on us. At that point, we were exporting 3 million plus cartons into China, and that was just with reds and goldens. So we're hoping to, at the very least, double that with full varietal access.
China is the largest apple-producing nation, and as part of the deal, China will also have access to the U.S. market.
They mainly grow Fujis, but yes, last I looked, they produced almost 1.9 billion boxes of apples last year.
Huber says it will take a couple of months to see apples start moving. USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service has launched an organic survey to gather detailed data on U.S. organic ag production. USDA Deputy Secretary Krista Hardin says total organic product sales by farms and ranchers in the U.S. have continued to grow, increasing by 83% from 2007 to 2012. The information NASA's gathering will be crucial to capturing the strong private and public sector support to sustain the continued growth of the organic industry, Hardin says. The survey will take a look at different facets of the organic ag industry during 2014. Farmers and ranchers can complete the survey online at agcensus.usda.gov or return their form by mail. Responses must be mailed by February 13th or completed online by April 3rd. The Illinois Corn Marketing Board is looking for applicants for three summer internship positions to promote and educate non-farmers about farming, Illinois agriculture, and corn production. Students participating in these programs can expect to have a meaningful work experience, materials to add to their portfolio, and understand more about communications and marketing to non-farmers. Additionally, students are part of a fun working environment with opportunities for hands-on promotions and work with farmers. Details about the internships can be found online at ilcorn.org/education/hire-education. The three ICMB positions include an education specialist to administer training to teachers in the Ag in the Classroom Summer Institute program and two communications internships. One of the communications internships will focus on technical production of videos and graphics while assisting in social media. The other will focus on issues management, scripting video, and social media. Qualified applicants must be Illinois residents, have a driver's license, and be enrolled full-time in a college undergraduate or graduate degree program. Other skills and preferred qualifications are listed on the Illinois Corn website. Applications for the internships are due March 2nd. CHS in Shipman is planning to host a couple different events in February. I spoke with Erin Williams of CHS Shipman for more information.
Yes, February is going to be a busy month. We have our annual meeting and open house Saturday, February 7th. Doors will open at 10 a.m. It's just a great opportunity for the community and our customers to come take a facility tour, learn about CHS, learn about our plans for 2015, and just network and have lunch with us.
And that's going to be at your facility in Shipman?
Yes, right off Route 16.
All right. So everyone can get to come out and get a tour of the plant. And what time does that all start?
10:30 a.m. is when we're opening the doors, and we'll have lunch at noon.
All right, very good. And also in February, on the 21st, as I understand, you're having a trivia night and a live auction.
Yes, yes, we're very, very excited. It's a part of our Harvest for Hunger campaign, and Harvest for Hunger is something that CHS does annually, and it benefits local food pantries. So in efforts to raise funds to support our local food pantries, CHS and Shipman is going to be hosting a trivia night and live auction at the Jerseyville American Legion on Saturday, February 21st. And you can get tickets by calling the elevator in Shipman at 618-729-9009. Doors will open at 6.
All right, very good. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And will there be prizes at the trivia night? Will it be a sort of contest and team effort?
Oh, yes. And those are a secret.
All right. Well, secrets are good for stuff like this. So if you want to find out what the prizes are, you have to come out.
Yes, absolutely. And tickets are limited. So if you would like to attend the trivia night and live auction, you can get your tickets from me, Erin Williams. I'm the marketing director at CHS in Shipman. You can stop by and come see us in Shipman, or you can call the office 618-729-9009.
Again, that was Erin Williams with CHS in Shipman. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.